I forced my way against an impalpable pressure to the foot of the stairs and looked up at her. She stood, taller than I had seen her before, expanding and gathering form, palely luminous. She began to float down towards me. With a slow, sweeping movement, I saw the features. The eyes were intensifying their light. I did not want Stella to see those eyes. I stood on the second step, with my hands behind me gripping the rail. In that way, I could hold myself up from falling, despite the trembling of my knees. I shook all over. My skeleton was of ice, and my flesh shrank from it. I could not get my voice out of my throat. The words that I spoke were whispered, and my laugh, hoarse. The form shrank and dwindled, losing outline and light. It became a grayish column of fog with a luminous nucleus, and it bent. While I pressed upward, it doubled back. My voice was frozen in my throat, but my thoughts went on beating it, like a flail. I saw it cowering, wreathing and writhing like smoke under a downward wind. Dorothy McArdle, The Uninvited, 1942.